This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. We're going to be joined after the... Now, we will not have Xander on with us this evening. And we're going to be joined, though, by a couple of guys that were involved in what happened in Benghazi from behind, right? From behind the scenes. I really think that, you know, we, you can't hear too much of this. How about I put it that way? You can't hear too much on Benghazi. We have to keep it up in front of your faces, in front of their faces. Seriously. Right? Otherwise, it'll be just another one of those things that somebody did something over there. Remember that one? And I'm not really interested in carrying that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, these are friends of General Paul Valley. Hopefully you remember him. And after the whole Benghazi incident, and after Clinton and Dempsey and Panetta testified before Congress, there was a group that was started. It was called Citizens Commission on Benghazi. And they did their own investigations. And they actually reached out to people that were involved in it from day one. And actually, even, not day one, but before day one. So the people that were involved, we'll have them on in a few minutes. And I know how much you guys love that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Guess what? Something that nobody on the left wanted to hear. Mexico caves. It's really that simple. There's nothing major there. Okay? I mean, if you're surprised, then you don't get it. You really don't get it. Most of these countries are so dependent upon us that they need our help. Asking Mexico to step up and actually enforce their own laws. I mean, think about that. We've got to threaten a country, another country, just to simply support their own, I mean, to enforce their own laws. Although we should be able to talk, because we don't support ours. Not like we're doing anything better. So U.S. made a deal with Mexico just recently on terrorist immigration and more. The U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico that heads off the start of tariffs on Monday. And President Trump, you know, very, very happy about it, tweeting like he tweets. How's that? I'm pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariff scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico, hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico to the United States. They are sending over, so the word is that they're sending over 6,000 troops, Mexico is, to handle this. So the Donald, I get to call him the Donald, we're good friends. He said, I'm pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce and eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico into the United States. And guess what? There are details to the agreement will be released over, you know, the next day. I mean, really, think about it. He threatened to start with a 5% tariff starting on Monday. And it was going to, I think it was going to hit 20-25% after a period of time. But this is money that hits a direct bottom. I'll tell you what I would do. Big part of what I would do, I'd put a higher tariff, tax, fee, whatever, on sending money, you ready for this one, from the United States to Mexico. Unless it's a purely business transaction. No, really. You want to stop all that from happening? You want to stop them coming here from working and sending their money back? That's one way to do it. And again, please don't send me those emails about how cold I am, how I don't care about them. Just go gag yourself. I don't really care. Right? The university gave back a $21.5 million donor from a this guy wanted them to actually boycott over the abortion law. The University of Alabama Board of Trustees voted Friday. They gave back $21 million from a philanthropist who urged the students to boycott the school over the state's controversial abortion law. They're going to boycott the school over the law. That makes sense. Right? They promptly removed his name from the campus. But it had nothing to do with, see, they're playing it like they do. Had nothing to do with the comments that the person made. Hugh Culverhouse Jr. said the school was punishing him for urging students to consider other educational options in the state. He pledged last year to donate $26 million in all over 4 years, and what would have been the largest donation in the school's 187-year history. Now, see, this hurts their wallet. This is a big deal. This shows you, right? I mean, plain and simple, this shows you what real integrity looks like. Would you give back $21 million? Go ahead, let that sink in. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And seriously, it's just amazing to me that with everything going on, right, how we're beating on Trump, he's a liar, he's the hider, this is a corrupt administration. Right? That's what we're told. We still, after all this time, haven't got to the bottom of what happened to Benghazi. But really, what difference does it make? You know, whether a couple of guys went out for a walk. Remember that whole thing? So cavalier, so nonchalant, so almost like she didn't even care. And as time goes on, you know, get a little bit of information here, a little bit of information there. You know, I mean, a lot of you just dig all over the place to these different sites. It kind of, you're trying to piece it together, trying to figure out what was going on. Now we've discussed this before, where, you know, you want to get people that were there, that were involved, that really knew what was going on. So recently, our good buddy, retired General Paul Vallely, sent me out some information on a group of guys that were not involved with, but part of, understood, have information on what went on through that whole thing. From start to finish, the Benghazi event, right? So let me bring on Joshua Salmon and Nick No are with me. Are you guys with me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. The wonder of radio. What can I tell you? Anyway, gentlemen, because I'm not as familiar with the story as I should be, I got this today, and I was really intrigued by this, and I figured, okay, let's see what's going on here. Give me, maybe, Nick, I'll start with you. Give me an overview of what your involvement in the military was at the time or with this incident, and then I'll move on to Joshua for his side of it.
Sure thing, Joe. So what I did was I worked in an aerospace operations center with Josh, and I worked in combat operations, and that's a division within the aerospace operations center. And then my job was combat reports. Essentially what I did was every day I would get intelligence, logistics, personnel, assets, anything that a general officer would need that's in command at any given time to know where their assets are and what they've got working for them. So that's what my role was at the time and in the Air and Space Operations Center there.
Okay. And Joshua, what was your job? What were your responsibilities?
I was an intelligence analyst in the same area, so I essentially worked in a SCIF that was on the ops floor. And that was the bulk of it. We were basically the watch desk for the Air Operations Center. So I was part of generally at nighttime when everything was going down. I was part of a two-person team. We were a light crew at night that basically had an eye on, well, all the goings on throughout, you know, the AORs that we covered.
All right. So let's start. And I don't know who can answer what question, but feel free to chime in, either one of you. So during the months leading up to the attacks, right, there must have been a boatload of traffic, a boatload of, you know, communications or what have you coming in. Who sifts through those? Who knows what to do with them? And did anybody disseminate any of that? Either one of you could take it. I don't care. Joshua?
Not that I knew. I think during that whole period, I was upstairs, so we'll try and float through the stuff. Now, there's, you know, bits of information that can't totally be verified because there was another individual that had some amplifying information on that. But I know that particular evening, it caught us off guard.
And so the evening it actually took place?
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, it took a lot of people off guard.
All right. So as it was going down that night, again, there wasn't any inkling before that you had heard of that something was going to happen? Or that there was increased activity?
Not me personally. Evidently right. There, again, I can't verify this 100%, but that there may have been.
Right.
Might have been one of our off days that I didn't catch that myself and my counterpart didn't catch the briefing on it.
Right.
But all they know is it definitely caught us off guard, and some of the organizations that I spoke to caught them off guard too.
And Nick, are you? And again, I realize that some of this isn't firsthand information, so I'm good with that as long as we say that. But Nick, had you heard any rumblings, any conversation around the fact that this was there was some increased activity before this happened in communications all over the place?
Yes, there was somebody who Josh is referring to. We actually worked with them, so this is secondhand knowledge. And I was told after it occurred that we had known about it ahead of time, and not just known about it, and they knew who the people were that were going to attack, and what they knew everything about them. For example, there may be calling cards for certain groups of people when they do attacks, and this person knew everything about those things. And after the fact too, this person I know that is an imagery analyst that also worked with us told me, and they were really upset because of what happened. We were told not to follow the people who attacked. All right, so that didn't make any
wow.
sense, and that's why, yeah, he was really upset. I've never seen him that way. And
well, did they give a reason why? Or, you know, I know the military usually, you know, you follow the order, end of discussion. I got that part of it. But when you say don't follow those people that attacked, doesn't that send up a spidey tingle, some kind of alarm in your head that says, hey, why wouldn't we follow them?
I think that's why the person shared it with me, is because they're an imagery analyst, you know, and then they're, and we had eyes on everything, and we knew where these people were. We knew, you know, they can't escape. We had an eye in the sky. There's no way they can escape.
All right, gentlemen. Hold on. We got to go for a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this. I want to thank you guys for coming on with me. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. More on Benghazi from the inside. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Washington and Moscow have accused each other of dangerous maneuvers after two warships came within meters of a collision in East Asia. The near miss took place just days after a similar close call between planes. Washington says it took place in the Philippine Sea, while Russia says it was in the East China Sea. Both sides blame the other. President Donald Trump has come up with a new name for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she said she wanted to see him in jail, not impeached. In an interview which aired on Fox News, hosted by Laura Ingraham, Trump hit back.
She's a disaster, and she made a statement. It was a horrible,
when you were
nasty,
overseas,
vicious statement. While I'm overseas, now if I made any statement about anybody, it would be like a big head. Why would he do that when he's overseas? She did it when she is a terrible person, and I'll tell you, her name, it's Nervous Nancy, because she's a nervous wreck.
The president saying Pelosi is incapable of doing deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's FORCE to 321321.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, and truly being part of the conversation. We'll get back to it. We were talking about what went on at Benghazi. And you know what? Again, we hear reports. We hear people talking about this stuff. And the reality is you don't know until you know. Right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You don't know until you actually know. And if you're not there, if you don't have people on the ground there, then you don't really understand what's going on. Let's bring them on now. Sounds like the dog's all excited about being with us. Joshua Salmon is joining with me, and Nick Ngo as well. Both retired military that were involved, engaged, or what have you, at the time of Benghazi. Guys, thanks for being with me tonight.
Welcome, Joe. Thanks for having us.
All right. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Nick, we'll let you finish what you were talking about before, which was, you know, again, there had to be increased traffic. You were told after this thing took place that not to follow, or the order was not to follow. So, not to engage and then not to follow. Doesn't that go against everything that every grain that you have?
Absolutely, sir. You never leave a man behind. Everybody knows that. Even people that aren't in the military know that. You just don't do that, especially in a crisis. So that's what really blows my mind about it is because my job was to know where all the assets were, right? So if anything were to happen, then they would know exactly. All this information is sent out daily. The distribution list that I had was probably, I don't know, 25 or 30 people. So it wasn't just the commander that was in charge of AFRICOM. Everybody got this information, even people that were outside of our military branch, you know, all these people that were generals and general officers. So one thing that's really important to know is that we had one of the assets that reported to me every day that gave me information. Basically, they were subordinate units that would provide information to the Air and Space Operations Center, the brain, if you will, of the operation. It's the nervous system. You got the legs, the feet, or the different subordinate units that provide the information. And one of those units that was ready to go 24 hours a day was a rescue team. It was a pararescue team, and they were ready to go at all times. And my job was always to know what their weapon status was, what their aircraft status, if there's something going on where they couldn't, they weren't operational, I would know about it. And at that time, they were 100% functional, and they're 24 hours ready to go. And they have, these guys are trained for that. It's literally their job is these situations. That's what they're trained for. That's their whole job.
That's what they're waiting to do. Yep.
And so this is within a reasonable time, pretty quickly, within a couple hours, they could have been there and provided force support there. And in regards to that, you know, these people were not used, and there's literally a rescue team 24 hours a day ready to go for these situations. And for whatever reason that day, we did not use them. And there are other people who are witnesses, and they might come on your show another time, but one of them worked for CENTCOM, and there are even assets nearby there that could have been allocated, but they are told not to do anything, to stand down, too. I mean, so
that just had to rub you guys. Now, you guys, Joshua, you guys weren't told once, but you might have been told several times to turn down, to you know, stand down, because I hear or I have read where, first of all, that night on 9/11, you guys were conducting some training exercises. So you had a lot of activity, you had a lot of people around, you had a lot of things going on, and then a short time after you were told the units were stopped and the State Department had controlled the situation, that the Cairo embassy was overrun by over 2,000 local nationals, and again, you were told not to engage, correct?
That's based upon a person from CENTCOM that will later corroborate that information. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And again, when you hear this, you would think, all right, so you have all this activity going on that night to begin with. You have training exercises, which would probably mean, and again, I know you don't know because you weren't there counting each person, but I would imagine you had people in command, people who had authority to take action. Did you not, or would you not?
Yes, there's a procedure for all these types of situations. Essentially, this is even outside of AFRICOM where we worked. I'm sure we were not the only people aware of what was happening. And you basically go from the chain of command, the top down, and if you can't get a hold of the person that is solely in command, then you go down to the next person. You check down. And then, you know, if they don't answer the phone, you go to the next person, they're in charge. If they don't answer, you go to the next person, they're in charge. And there's a procedure for all this. So it's a mathematical impossibility in my mind, irregardless of our situation in AFRICOM, that nothing would have been done. There had to have been people who knew what was going on and decided not to do anything. And that's really what irks me the most is that we didn't just have the rescue team there. There were the other assets, too. There were jets that were armed nearby, and they were always on strip alert, ready to go. And they were ready to go. They could have been there, at least done a show of force, a flyover, or even if they needed to, and they could target somebody or an area right in front of there if they have to, and bombs away for that. And then something else that really irks me, too, is that during that time, we had basically over Africa, there is zero air traffic. I mean, it's pretty much non-existent. It's really practically non-existent. And there's a no-fly zone in that area anyway. So if someone was to tell you that it wouldn't have been, I mean, it's not possible to do that, they're lying to you, because there is practically zero air traffic problems, mitigation that you'd have to do to get that to happen. And then on top of that, we also had drones all over Afghanistan. For God's sakes, they're everywhere, all over that area, everywhere. And just south of there, there were armed drones. So not only do we have drones that could get eyes on, and they did, and I watched the smoldering building get encircled for a very long time. You know, those drones that are armed could have been retasked very quickly. I mean, it's the people who operate it, as you can imagine, it's remotely piloted, right?
Right.
So it's not that hard to get that asset over there, take control of it, get over there, and then use one of those bombs to disrupt things, or, and if not, just stop the attack altogether.
Now, again, being told to stand down and you had people on the ground. This is beyond my comprehension, because you have men and women, I would imagine, in some cases, that were in harm's way, that could have been saved, that could have been taken care of, and we, for all intents and purposes, chose not to. So, but the other thing that bothers me, I'm going to ask you guys, and again, I realize that you don't have access to everything. So, you know, some of this is hearsay, some of this is what you heard in and around, but I want to go back to the intelligence level of this, the communications, the traffic, as they call it, right? There had to be some kind of intelligence floating around from, you know, our allies that said, hey, something's going on. Maybe they didn't know exactly what it was, but something was going on. Can you guys, did you hear anything along those lines, either one of you?
Nope, I didn't. And on the two sides of the desk that we have, where we manned, one was keeping track of all the flights that were airborne at the time for all the units, and the other side was such traffic, like you mentioned, coming in. I found out that the situation was even going on through one of the organizations that we work with, gave me a phone call and said, hey, do you see this is going on right now? I was like,
oh, my God.
So then I started to get, you know, piece together a rundown of all the events that had and were taking place, to try and get it out to our LNOs on the floor, our command at the time of the ops floor, and I guess, as Nick was saying, basically, at least on the ISR end of things, told us not to call anybody in, that we couldn't do anything from there.
All right, so we come back. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, Nick, I got a couple of questions I want you to clear up for us. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more on Benghazi from the inside as soon as we return.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's just get back to it. I kind of titled this segment, Benghazi from the Inside. You know, we had a lot of men and women that fight and support, and they're in support services, support roles for us, not just to keep us safe, but to keep our men and women in the air and on the ground. In other countries that are fighting for their freedom as well. And, you know, when these guys get out, when these guys are involved in something, as distasteful as Benghazi was, and I mean that from a standpoint of they go there to protect, they go there to help people stay alive, to free countries, and they see their own government doing things that just causes them to scratch their head, and frankly, for me, would make me really feel bad about my leadership. So I've asked Nick Noe and Joshua Salmon, both of them were previous military, and they had, I won't say an involvement in, but they were in and around and got a lot of information around what went on during the Benghazi days. Nicholas, I want to take it back to you for a second. In your opinion, okay, you know, you had the Navy, you had the Marines, they had to be close by, and you would, I think you said, and I don't want to misunderstand you, you said before that they were ready to go. They could have gone in, could they not?
Yes, they could have. That's their job. They're ready. There were task forces, teams that were ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, I would know they're on vacation when they're sick and know all their details. And we were ready to go that day. There were no issues at all. And not to mention we had assets, you know, Navy, Air Force, you know, you name it. There could have been some action taken. You know, it really irks me still to this day where we had D.C. leadership go under oath and lie to the American people about lie to the American people about, forgive me, I had someone interrupt me, lie to the American people under oath about not having assets nearby. You know, that's absolute horse manure. That is absolutely flat out a lie. There were people. We had assets, and we had aircraft. We had personnel. We had everything they could need for support and help. It was all nearby, and it all could have been there, and they could have done something. And they flat out lied under oath about it.
Oh, I don't listen. Look at what's happening up there now. I don't doubt it at all. Have you guys got together? I know this group of you. Have you got together at all with the survivors that were in the 13 hours there that were part of that team at all?
I thought about doing that.
I only say that because I think about the amount of power and force you guys would have if you all got together and you went in and said, hey, this is what went down. This is how it happened. Here's who lied to you guys under oath. You know, you've got an AG now that may engage, that just might engage. And I think it's time to light this thing up again because I can see some fire and some smoke coming towards that swamp now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all Trump has to do, it's really simple. All he has to do is issue an executive order to declass everything except sources and methods. Easy peasy. I mean, even, for example, our geeks is the data links that showed where all the assets were and everything. All he has to do is just declassify that, issue an executive order, and it's done. There's nothing these people can do. They can't lie anymore. And, you know, I think Josh and I both decided that one of the reasons we were doing this is because, you know, the families deserve the truth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've been lied to the whole time. You know, Charles Woods, I spoke with him before. He's a great man, and he's been lied to nonstop about everything, and no one's giving him clear, true answers about it. And it's about time that the victims get justice, the American people get notified and told the truth about everything. They can't keep this lie going anymore. It's unbelievable that it's gone on this long, and it hurts, you know. And between the two of us, me and Josh, it's torn us up inside for years, knowing this is such a big lie, and nothing's been done about it. Nobody has been held accountable.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. Under the last administration, I'm not surprised at all. Under this one, they got a rough start, and I'm hoping now that people will step in, they'll step up, there'll be more guys like you that'll come forward. How are you doing as far as getting media coverage? I mean, are you able to get on some of the bigger shows, some of the TV shows?
I've not been currently, but I can't speak for Nick.
Yeah.
I considered that at a time. You know, the mainstream media was so controlled and for such a long time that if I went on there, they probably would tried to sabotage me or just, you know, attack my character or something like that, right? And, you know, on top of that, I tried to go through my channels. I went to the Congress. I went to a person that was on the Benghazi committee, and, I told them, you know, I got more information. I want to tell you more about this. And they told me, oh, that investigation's over. And, here's the link to the report. The Benghazi report. I said, no, you guys don't have this. And they said, I sounded concerned. And then they said, we'll call the FBI then. So I did call the FBI. I called the FBI, and I told them I had more information. I gave them all my information. They have everything they need to contact me, and they still have not contacted me. It's been years. I can't believe
it. You know what I would do? Hey, listen, pick up the phone. Try to get a hold of Trey Gowdy. Try to get a hold of these guys about Jim, what's that fellow we love so much?
Oh, Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan. He's an outstanding guy, too. I really like him.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two guys that are like bulldogs, right? I would try to get a hold of them, and I wouldn't give up. And I would just start off with, look, I was involved in this. You guys were lied to. Would you give me 20 minutes to go over this with you? And if you think I'm a nut, if you think I'm wrong, then you just hang up, and we'll have a wonderful time. Otherwise, let me tell you why I think this needs to be brought up again. And the worst they could do, you'd be no further along than you are now, the worst they could do is to say, yeah, we're not going to be able to get anywhere with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. No, that's absolutely not true. I mean, I literally know all the information they need. My name is on the dang emails. All I have to do is just get those emails and declassify those. My name is on those emails sending the information to all the generals and everybody. I mean, I literally made these documents, okay? So it's absolutely, we had these D.C. people go on, and testify under oath and lied. They lied, okay?
Yeah.
It's easy to prove it. All we got to do is just get the documents. Even just the documents to show that there were assets there. That in and of itself is huge. You know, and there's so much more to it there's going to be some stuff that we can't tell you right now. It has to be declassified. There's going to be sources and methods that are going to be, protected. But aside from that, there's no reason to withhold any of this information.
Nope.
Maybe exact locations of some assets because
sure.
It could still be there. You know, those might need to be protected. But the fact that they, they could talk about how close they were or whatever it is. You know, I don't know for sure. I'm not a person that's an expert on how to declassify documents, but I know that the documents exist that prove, first off, that they flat out lied under oath about our assets not being nearby, okay? It's
right.
Absolutely 100% lie, and that needs to be addressed immediately. I mean, that's in my mind, that's the first thing to address. And then if Trump was just to, issue an executive order, all this could be just taken care of in one swoop with the stroke of a pen.
Let me start off with Joshua. Let me ask you, you got about a minute each here. Since you've left the military, I mean, are you disappointed? Are you disenchanted with the military now? Tell me what you're thinking.
I wouldn't say I'm disenchanted with the military in general, but just with how the situation went down, because there was a few things that just didn't fit quite right with that evening, the way everything went down between us and everybody else, and how it hasn't been really sought after and there's particular documents that, as Nick was saying, could be declassified that would definitely on paper flat out pinpoint all the information needed for the entire evening. That disenchants me a little bit.
Nicholas, same to you. I mean, since you've left the service, are you kind of like scratching your head going, I can't believe that these guys are like this, or are you willing to go on?
Military,
you sound like you want to go on and fight.
It was D.C. bureaucrats that did this. It was not the military. These guys, like we talked about before, you never leave a man behind, all right? So it is absolutely impossible for that to have happened the way it did without someone in D.C. telling us to stand down and not help them. There is no other way around it, okay? And not to mention, there were different commands. We had AFRICOM, CENTCOM, and, there were other assets, too, from other branches that possibly could have done something, too. And from my understanding, there were some that were nearby enough to do something outside of those ones we just talked about. So, and what I'm trying to say is that there's no other way other than a D.C. bureaucrat stopping that.
All right.
And so whatever their motives are, we don't know.
You're up against it. We'll give people information on to learn more about this. But keep us informed as to what's happening. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously. A lot happening. We'll be right back.